You are never bewildered by illusion. O my Lord, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Responsively, please repeat, my Lord, you are the all-pervading universal form, the fully independent creator, maintainer, and destroyer of this universe. Although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position. For your knowledge is infallible and always suitable to any situation. You are never bewildered by illusion. Oh, my Lord, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 2:117, it is said, Siddhanta Paliya Chitte Na Khara Alas Iha Hoite Krishna Lage Sudida Manas. Anyone trying to become fully Krishna conscious must know the Lord's glories as far as they are possible to understand. Here, Aditi hints at these glories. The universe is nothing but the external potency of the Lord. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Nope. Yes. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. Whatever we see in this universe is but an expansion of the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as the sunshine and heat all over the universe are expansions of the sun. When one surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he surpasses the influence of the illusory energy. For the Supreme Lord, being fully wise and being situated in the heart of everyone, especially in the heart of the devotee, gives one intelligence by which one is sure never to fall into illusion. Vishvaya Vishva Bhavanastiti Samyamaya Svairam Grihita Purushakti Gunaya Bhumne Svastaya Shasvadupa Vrimita Purna Vodha Vyapaditatma Tamase Haraye Namaste. My Lord, you are the all-pervading universal form, the fully independent creator, maintainer, and destroyer of this universe. Although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position. For your knowledge is infallible and always suitable to any situation. You are never bewildered by illusion. O my Lord, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So Aditi has described something of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Srimad Bhagavatam is called the Amala Purana, or the spotless. Amala means spotless Purana, because it deals only with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His glories as enumerated by his devotees. And factually speaking, it is only the devotees who can really know the glories of the Lord. Krishna does not reveal himself to those who are not his devotees. Case in point, Arjuna, because you are my sakha, because you are my friend, because you are my bhakta, bhaktosime, sakha cheti, rahasyam hietad uttamam. This knowledge is described as rahasya, uttam rahasya, the most confidential knowledge. Although everything is there in scripture, but those who are envious of God, they are able to take even the scripture and twist it and turn it and somehow or other cover Krishna. Although Krishna can never be covered, but they create a cloud of ignorance by their katha, and they cover their intelligence and that of anyone else who follows them, the non-devotees, or even those who appear to be devotees, but who are actually Mayavadis in disguise. Sometimes we see that someone will appear to be a Vaishnava by donning the dress of a Vaishnava, adorning himself with the symbols of a Vaishnava, such as tilak or even kanti and other such paraphernalia. And he will even teach Chaitanya's path. But his conclusion is Shankara's math. You know mathematics? 1 + 1 = 2. So they will teach Chaitanya's path, chanting and dancing, glorifying the Lord. But in the end, their conclusion is, I am Krishna, you are Krishna, we are all Krishna. Or I am Krishna and my wife is Radha, and let us dance Rasa Leela. Or whatever. They're preaching all kinds of koipava dharma. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam rejects all such conclusions. Koitava dharma projita paramo nirmatsaranam satam. Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for the non-envious persons. Tattu te guyatama pravakshami anasuyave, because you are anasuya, you are not envious of me. Therefore, you, Arjuna, can understand. You're not a brahmana, I know that. You're a kshatriya. You're not a sannyasi. You're a grihastha. But you have the qualification that you are my bhakta, you're not envious of me, therefore you can understand. And Aditi is enumerating some of the Lord's glories here. First of all, Krishna is everything. There's nothing but Krishna. Sarvam kalp idam brahma. This verse Prabhupada quoted from the Bhagavad Gita. Which number was it? 9.4, yes. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. So in his murti of avyakta, his unmanifested form, he pervades the entire universe. Everything is Krishna's energy, and Krishna is within. Andantarastha panamanu chayantarastham. He's within every atom of the creation. Matstani sarva bhutani. He's within the hearts of all living beings. And and all living beings are within him. Everything is within the body of Krishna. And yet Krishna is independent and separate. Therefore, it is explained, unless one is coming in the bona fide sampradaya, anyone who declares himself as a preacher, anyone who is giving knowledge, first of all, if you're going to hear, try to identify the source of knowledge. Do not allow your ears to be contaminated by ignorance, by impure sounds. Even it may appear to be similar to Krishna consciousness, but Krishna consciousness is the highest goal, and it is very subtle. Gross things in this world are easy to perceive, easy to enjoy. People want enjoyment. We are by nature pleasure-seeking. We are all pleasure-seeking. And that is natural, because we are meant to enjoy with Krishna in the spiritual world. Now that we are separated from Krishna, we are hankering again after that purnamrit, that complete nectar. So gross things we try for, such as intoxication. It is an easy thing to understand. You go to the liquor shop, you buy wine, and you drink, and you become intoxicated, and you think you are enjoying. Or you connect with the opposite sex, and you appear to be for a few moments enjoying. Or you eat some nonsense food. Immediately there is prayas, or immediate gratification, and you think that that is pleasure. Above, we were hearing from Amyavilas Swami the other day, above the gross senses is the mind. It is more subtle. The mind is more subtle than the gross senses. So mental pleasure is also more subtle. And above the mind is the intelligence, and the highest of all is the soul. So spiritual happiness and spiritual knowledge are subtle, and they require very good power of discrimination. You are human beings. The facility you have been given is the power of discrimination. That is the main facility. Otherwise, every other living being has senses and can eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Oftentimes better than you. If someone says that I enjoy sex pleasure, we talk about this all the time. Sometimes people object. But it is maithun adi grihamedi sukham hi tucham, maithun agara. It's the shackles, the chains that keep us in this world. So we have to discuss it, cut the knot. We have to get free from this attachment to this kind of sense gratification. It is the strongest form of bondage in the material world. It may be sublimated, it may be controlled to a certain degree, but then it comes out in other ways, whether it's the gross act or in other subtle ways. But it is this maithuni bhava. This is the thing that is making us go through birth and death over and over again. It's the thing that makes us suffer all the miseries of material existence. So we can't be sentimental. We have to talk about it, understand it, and cut it out. or transform. The desire itself can be transformed from kama to prema. The desire is there, it is original. The soul and the supreme soul. So, subtle pleasure, spiritual happiness, spiritual knowledge, we have to discriminate. This is the specific opportunity given to us in the human form of life. Animals can have sex better, they can sleep better, they can defend better in many ways. But human beings can understand what is the truth and what is not the truth. So something may appear to be close to Vaishnav Siddhanta. But here it is said, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Nakhara Alasa. Alasa. One should not be lazy. Hindi it's Alsi. It's Alasa. Nakhara Alasa in Bengali. Don't be lazy in understanding the conclusion of Scripture. Otherwise, you will get cheated. There are so many people making a living at this business of katha. So many kathankars who are making their career. Just like you have this kind of industry, you have engineers, you have architects, you have factory workers. Everybody's getting their bread and butter somehow by making a living. And there are some people who will make a living on the naivete of the general mass of people. Generally, people are naive. Generally, people are uneducated. Generally, people do not know the conclusions of the Scripture very well, although they have some faith. If you ask any Indian, you go from Kanyakumari to the Himalayas. Any Indian, east, west, north, south, you ask any Indian, do you believe in God? At least 95% will say, huh, Vishwas Kartam, I believe. I have faith in God. Most Indians will say. But if you ask them, who is God? You may get 1 billion different interpretations. There are 1 billion Indians, and it's very hard to understand the real purport of Siddhanta. So one should not be lazy if you're going to be, especially if you're going to be a preacher. And that is the best way to please Krishna, is to become a preacher. So one should try to understand the conclusion of Shastra using his power of discrimination. Krishna is described here as the fully independent creator. He is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadi yasya yathom vayad itaratas charteshva abhigya swarat. He is fully conscious. He's not impersonal. He's abhigya, meaning fully conscious. And he is swarat, fully independent. He never comes under the control of anything or anybody. Ekale Ishwar Krishna arsab vritya. Everyone else is a servant of God. We are all dasa das anu das, and we must never forget that. We can wear that talisman around our neck, that we are always the servant of God, 1,000 times removed. Krishna is the Parameshwar, Ishwara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, personal. Is the personal form of Godhead, is the original Swayam Rupa, There's nothing beyond Krishna. Eko hi Narayana asi. Before the creation, Narayana was existing. And everything is coming from him. He existed as Narayana before the creation. So he is never overpowered by ignorance as some foolish philosophers. They're foolosophers. They're not philosophers. They're foolosophers. Some foolosophers conclude that Krishna has forgotten that he is God. He has become Daridra. Although his wife is Lakshmi Devi, somehow they went bankrupt. And now he's Daridra. And this is complete foolishness. He's always Swaraj, fully independent. He's the maintainer and destroyer. Svayam Grihita Purushakti. Pardon me. Bhavana Stiti Samyamaya. He's the creator of the universe, he's the maintainer of the universe, and he's the destroyer of the universe. No one can compare to Krishna. Although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position. So Krishna is called Shakti Gunaya, or controlling the three modes of material nature. So he engages himself in the three modes of material nature, controlling. There are three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesha, Guna, avatars. Krishna comes into the material world through his expansions, through his servants. He himself never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityaja padam ekam nagacchati. He never leaves as the original Swayam Krishna. He never leaves Goloka Vrindavan. He's being served by hundreds and millions of Lakshmis or Gopis. So many more devotees there. We are simply a drop in the bucket. We're simply a mustard seed. Our whole universe is a mustard seed in a huge barrel of mustard seeds. Our universe is just one little tiny universe. We're so insignificant, so small. And in the spiritual world, there are so many more devotees there. And Krishna remains there to enjoy with them, to serve them and be served by them. Krishna is so great. Just like there was one story, it related in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, of the Brahmana at Ranganath temple. So that Brahmana was reading the Bhagavad Gita. And he was, people used to joke and make fun of him because he was actually illiterate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India and he saw that Brahmana and he saw people joking. So he approached the Brahmana and he said, "Sir, what are you doing?" He said, the Brahmana saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sincere, not just fooling. So he said, "I'm reading Bhagavad Gita, but unfortunately I'm illiterate. My Guru Maharaj knew that I was illiterate, but still he asked me to read every day 18 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. So I'm just holding it and flipping the pages." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw also that he was holding it upside down. He couldn't even read the alphabet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, very good, that's nice. You're trying to read the Bhagavad Gita, but I see that you're crying also." Why are you crying? And the Brahmana said, whenever I think of Krishna and Arjuna, and I think that the Supreme Lord is serving his own devotees, he doesn't even have to be there in the battlefield, but he's come in the middle of the battlefield where everything is dusty and dirty and so much violence. And not only that, but he's become the chariot driver, a Sudra's position. He's taken the lowest humble position to serve his devotee. And whenever I think of that, I can't hold back the tears. I just feel that the Lord is so great. It inspires me so much that I want to surrender to him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are the real reader of Bhagavad Gita. People are joking with you, thinking that they are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they don't understand a bit of it because they're not devotees of Krishna the way you are. You have the real understanding. So we have to try to understand the Siddhanta, the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Bhagavad Gita, as given to us by Srila Prabhupada through our bona fide Vaishnav Sampradaya. And we have to avoid the association of non-devotees like we would avoid the Black Plague. Now, about a year ago, 2 years ago, there was a few problems over there in Surat. How many can remember? Yes. Now, how many of you booked your tickets to go to Surat to see what was happening? Not too many. Probably everybody was exiting Surat. Of course, now the Bombay municipality has seen that they've cleaned up their act and want to emulate them. But at least at the time of the Black Plague, everybody was running in every which direction, every different direction, to get away from those little rats carrying the Black Plague, because it's killer disease. Wiped out millions of people in Europe in the Middle Ages. Actually, nearly 100 million people it killed in Europe. Everyone was running away. So you should avoid the association of non-devotees the same way you would avoid Black Plague. Because if one hears Mayavadi Bhashya, remember, spiritual knowledge is subtle. It acts even though you don't know how it is acting. Sound vibration is subtle. So Mayavadi Bhashya Shunile Hoy Sarva Nash. It can destroy the foundation that you've built up for following Srila Prabhupada. If you are not careful about keeping right association, then you'll be surprised. You think you're strong. I can do anything. I can hear anyone. But you will be destroyed. You'll be surprised and you'll be destroyed. It is there in Shastra. Believe it. And be careful about who you hear from. Sarpo chista yatha payaha. It will act just like a serpent that touches milk. It will have poisonous effects, that milk. Milk and looks the same as pure milk, but milk touched by a serpent has poisonous effects. So we have to understand this, be very chaste in following our own Siddhanta. We have to read Prabhupada's books and understand it clearly so we can detect when we meet people, we can discriminate, detect the difference, we can discriminate and proceed carefully on the path back to home, back to Godhead by following devotees like Aditi, like all of the devotees mentioned here in Srimad Bhagavatam. We want the pure conclusion, we want the pure result. Krishna is within our heart. If we dedicate ourselves to Him exclusively, Krishna is an exclusive lover. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. Those who don't want Krishna exclusively, yeyatamam prapadyante, He will hide from them. He will exclude them. If they're not exclusive, they will be excluded. So, it's a big subject because there's a tendency, we are all products of society. We have come here today being products of the same society, the same civilization, wherein at one time in our lives, more or less, we probably thought, jata mat, tata pat. I think most of us thought like that at one time or another. As many ways as there are mutts. They're all saying the same thing, all roads lead to Rome. You can approach the mountain from many different sides. We're all thinking like that. But if you want to know the Rahasya Uttama, then you have to follow only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers especially. Any Vaishnav Sampradaya, Sampradaya Vihina She Mantraste Nishpalamata, but exclusively or specifically Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Achintya Ved Abed Tattva and the Holy Name. These two, first the understanding of how the different philosophies in the four sampradayas should be perceived, how Krishna is one with and different from His creation. Specifically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a lot of trouble to explain that. And we need that today. We need to know how He is one with and different from. We need to know the emphasis on difference and the emphasis on oneness. We need to have good judgment. And we can only get that training in ISKCON at the present moment. And probably for the rest of Kali Yuga. Only in our, especially in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, and especially ISKCON is very, Prabhupada set up ISKCON in such a way that this training is given. He trained his own disciples. There's a different flavor. And, of course, the Maha Mantra. Without chanting the Maha Mantra, it's very, very difficult to make progress. So everyone chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And keep only the association of Srila Prabhupada's Kathankars. No other Kathankars, please. Hare Krishna. Ah, yes, Nayan Ranjan, you had your hand up first. You have a serious question? Oh, I'm so happy. Go ahead.
What is the potential of Prabhupada who is translated and taken by a person who goes to visit Mayavati?
Okay, the question is one of a specific flavor. It's a serious Nayan Ranjan loaded question. actually Srila Prabhupada, when he first went to America and was teaching, he used the Bhagavad Gita and gave it to the other devotees also of Dr. Radha Krishna, the former president of India. And in Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita later on, he specifically criticized Dr. Radhakrishnan's purports to the Gita. And yet, under his supervision, he gave that to devotees and had them read the verses. The translations were quite all right. So, it appears that we can engage Sanskrit scholars, etc., if they are paid by us and controlled by us to do certain work for us, as long as we correct any mistakes very carefully. And I'm not so well familiar with the BBT, but I do know that the books are quite well proofread and scrutinized by devotees to catch any faults. So that's my answer. Next question. Yes.
I think we have got such knowledge, and this knowledge, even then, why should we create compulsions for our present happiness? Devotees.
Why she?
There's compassion for us.
She has got, Aditi has got so much knowledge, so why did she feel compassion for us?
For her sons.
For her sons. Well, there is a difference between false sentiment and real compassion. False sentiment might mean that someone, for example, Arjuna was feeling false sentiment for his relatives whom he was going to have to kill. And Krishna enlightened him. So, but compassion means that one should want everyone, sarve sukhino bhavantu. A Vaishnava does not enjoy seeing people suffering in the material world. For example, Srila Prabhupada saw some children fighting over food, scraps of food, with some dogs. He saw some little girls fighting with some dogs over a few pieces of food, and Srila Prabhupada became very emotional. He didn't like to see the suffering of these children, and he said no one within a 10-mile radius of the temple should go hungry, but we should give them Krishna prasadam, not food. We don't give food. We're doing Krishna prasadam distribution. So they get spiritual as well as physical nourishment. So that is compassion, although to some it may appear like sentiment. Maharaj, did you have a question or did you want to cancel it? Okay.
Could we explain the Krishna's name and Krishna's non-difference?
Yes.
What is it?
Maharaj is asking about Krishna's name and Krishna's form, how they are non-different. Krishna's name, there are two names of Krishna. There is the material name and there is the Divya Naam, the transcendental name. And it depends upon the purity of the person chanting Krishna's name. But in the pure spiritual world, there is no difference. There is simultaneous oneness and difference. between all the different forms in the spiritual world, all the different elements. So Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's devotees. In the spiritual world, Krishna's devotees all have the same opulence as Krishna. Not all, but some who have achieved liberation, achieving the same opulence of Krishna. Some have the same bodily form as Krishna. They look exactly like Krishna. And in that way, there are many different forms in the spiritual world.